Dictation instructions. Listen to the following passage. Altogether, the passage will be read to you 4 times. During the first reading, which will be read at normal speed, listen and try to understand the meaning. For the second and third readings, the passage will be read sentence by sentence or phrase by phrase, with intervals of 15 seconds. The last reading will be read at normal speed again, and during this time, you should check your work. You will then be given 2 minutes to check through your work once more. Please write the whole passage on answer sheet 2. Now, listen to the passage.
Controlling cancer. There are 2 main causes of cancer, heredity and environment. We can do nothing to change our heredity, that is, the basic physical characteristics that were passed on to us by our parents. However, we can do a great deal to control our environment, which may account for 80 to 90% of all cancers. Environmental pollution can be divided into 2 kinds, personal and non-personal. Personal pollution may be defined roughly as unhealthy habits such as smoking, drinking, and eating the wrong foods. Clearly, with enough willpower, we can control this personal environment. Non-personal pollution, on the other hand, refers to those things which are beyond our individual control. One example would be industrial pollution, which is very hard to control because of the expense involved. It would be expensive in terms of profits and perhaps jobs. The American automobile industry, for example, resisted the law requiring small control devices because it feared the added expense would reduce profits. Nevertheless, some laws protecting the environment have been quite successful in reducing pollution. There are 2 main causes of cancer: heredity and environment. There are 2 main causes of cancer: heredity and environment. We can do nothing to change our heredity. That is, the basic physical characteristics that were passed on to us by our parents. We can do nothing to change our heredity. That is, the basic physical characteristics that were passed on to us by our parents. However, we can do a great deal to control our environment. Which may account for 80 to 90% of all cancers. However, we can do a great deal to control our environment. Which may account for 80 to 90% of all cancers. Environmental pollution can be divided into two kinds: personal and non-personal. Environmental pollution can be divided into two kinds: personal and non-personal. Personal pollution may be defined roughly as unhealthy habits. Such as smoking, drinking, and eating the wrong foods. Personal pollution may be defined roughly as unhealthy habits. Such as smoking, drinking, and eating the wrong foods. Clearly, with enough willpower, we can control this personal environment. Clearly, with enough willpower, we can control this personal environment. Non-personal pollution, on the other hand, refers to those things which are beyond our individual control. Non-personal pollution, on the other hand, refers to those things which are beyond our individual control. One example would be industrial pollution. Which is very hard to control because of the expense involved. One example would be industrial pollution. Which is very hard to control because of the expense involved. It would be expensive in terms of profits and perhaps jobs. It would be expensive in terms of profits and perhaps jobs. The American automobile industry, for example, resisted the law requiring smog control devices because it feared the added expense would reduce profits. The American automobile industry, for example, resisted the law requiring smog control devices because it feared the added expense would reduce profits. Nevertheless, some laws protecting the environment have been quite successful in reducing pollution. Nevertheless, some laws protecting the environment have been quite successful in reducing pollution. There are two main causes of cancer: heredity and environment. We can do nothing to change our heredity, that is, the basic physical characteristics that were passed on to us by our parents. However, we can do a great deal to control our environment, which may account for 80 to 90% of all cancers. Environmental pollution can be divided into two kinds: personal and non-personal. Personal pollution may be defined roughly as unhealthy habits such as smoking, drinking, and eating the wrong foods. Clearly, with enough willpower, we can control this personal environment. Non-personal pollution, on the other hand, refers to those things which are beyond our individual control. One example would be industrial pollution, which is very hard to control because of the expense involved. It would be expensive in terms of profits and perhaps jobs. The American automobile industry, for example, resisted the law requiring smog control devices because it feared the added expense would reduce profits. Nevertheless, some laws protecting the environment have been quite successful in reducing pollution.